Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on March 24 regarding Doretha, D-O-R-E-T-H-A, Lim Berry, L-I-M as in Mary, B-E-R-R-Y. Doretha Lim Berry is a 51-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 12-24-19. Appears she was doing a restraint of a client and injured fingers on her right hand, including the thumb and middle finger. Appears she did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a diagnosis of torn ligaments. Appears these were treated without surgical intervention. Appears she is no longer receiving active care. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Lumberry alleged she injured her right hand on 12-24-19 while restraining a client. Period. Treatment records show she was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 12-25-19. Period. She complained of right hand pain, thumb, and thumb swelling after attempting to control an agitated patient at a group home where she worked. Period. She underwent x-rays of the right hand that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. There was no soft tissue swelling and no focal lesion or fracture. Period. She was then treated and released. New paragraph. Ms. Lumberry then was seen at patient first on 1-9-20, complaining of right thumb and third finger pain after the aforementioned incident. Period. She had been provided with a thumb splint at the emergency room. Appears she returned to work but had difficulty performing job functions. Appears she is left-handed but uses her right hand for many functions. Period. They rendered a diagnosis of a sprain of the right wrist and hand and was quickly referred for orthopedic consultation. New paragraph. This began with Dr. Mattson on 1-14-20, period. He had her undergo additional x-rays that demonstrated no fracture or dislocation with congruent joints. Period. These included the right hand and thumb, period. After his exam, he diagnosed sprain of the interphalangeal joint of the right thumb and middle finger, as well as right hand pain. Period. He wrote she had excellent motion but still had some soreness. Pretty cleared her to work modified duty and to return in 3 weeks. Period. She did see Dr. Mattson again on 2-4-20, period. He explained that sprains can take some time to fully become asymptomatic. Period. He cleared her to work full duty, explaining this will take months to get better but should improve, period. New paragraph. Jefferson Health issued a letter dated 2-11-20 indicating she had been seen in their emergency department and could return to work on 2-14-20, period. She had seen Dr. Mattson the day before on 2-13-20, period. He thought it was atypical for her to still be symptomatic. Period. She felt like she could not do restraints, period. He then referred her for an MRI, period. MRI of the hand was done on 2/24/20 to be inserted here, period. Dr. Mattson reviewed these results with her on 3/2/20, period. They discussed treatment options. Here she did not feel like she needed therapy because she can function on everything besides restraints. Peter discussed if she can use her contralateral hand to do the restraints, and she thinks that is reasonable. Peter again explained sprains can take a long time to resolve. Peter, he reviewed the MRI personally and explained that he did not think these, quote, tears, end quote, required to be repaired. Peter, I based this off the lack of instability on exam. Peter, she was going to return on an as-needed basis, period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, she wore a sweatshirt and rolled her sleeves up, preventing proximal visualization and pinprick testing. Paired inspection revealed a heel transverse scar on the dorsal right wrist that she attributed to excision of a cyst. Paired, there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrist, elbows normal, cervical normal, hand dynamometry. Rapid extreme grip was done at setting 2 with 3 repetitions on each side. Apparently showed markedly decreased effort and strength on the right compared to the left. This appeared to be volitional in nature. Period. New paragraph on 12/24/19. Doretha Limberry reportedly injured her right hand while at work doing a restraint. Period. She was seen the next day. The emergency room x-rays were negative. Period. She was placed in a splint and then followed up at patient first on 1/9/20. Period. She quickly came into the hand specialist care of Dr. Mattson on 1/14/20. Peardy had her continue conservative treatment and explained the expected longevity of full healing from a sprain. Period. She remained symptomatic over the next several weeks and had an MRI of the right hand done on 2/24/20 to be inserted here. Peard, after reviewing these results with her, Dr. Mattson explained he did not see the, quote, tears, end quote, and they did not require surgical repair. Period. New paragraph. Current examination found there to be full range of motion of the right wrist and fingers. Period. There was no instability or tenderness to palpation. Period. Provocative inhibitors were negative. Period. She demonstrated volitionally limited right hand grasp strength based upon hand dynamometry, but manually this was 5/5. Period. In paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. Ms. Limberry's finger sprains / tears have resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. She has achieved an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. End.